And suddenly, I had to wonder if Morgan had shown up at my door for the reasons he'd given me. Anastasia had been Morgan's mentor when he was an apprentice. She'd known the man for the vast majority of his life, literally for generations. What if her judgment of him was better than mine? Sure, Morgan wasn't in any shape to kill me personally, but he wouldn't need to. All he had to do is call the wardens and tell them where he was. A lot of people in the council didn't like me much. I'd go down with Morgan for giving aid and comfort to a traitor. I suddenly felt naive and vulnerable and maybe a little stupid. He was already in custody, I said. How did he get away? Lucio smiled faintly. We aren't sure. He thought of something we didn't, and he put 3 wardens in the hospital when he left. But you don't think he's guilty? She frowned for a moment and then said, I refuse to let fear turn me against the man I know and trust. But it doesn't matter what I think. There's enough evidence to kill him. What evidence? I asked. Other than finding him standing over Lafortier's corpse with a literal bloody knife in his hand? Yeah, I said. Other than that. She raked her fingers back through her curly hair. The information the Red Court has attained was exclusive to a very small pool of suspects, of which he was one. We have telephone records of him in frequent contact with a known operative of the Red Court. We also tracked down an offshore account belonging to him, in which several $1 million had recently been deposited. I snorted derisively. Yeah, that's him. Morgan the mercenary. Nothing but dollar signs in his eyes. I know, she said. That's what I mean about fear clouding people's judgment. We all know that the Red Court is going to come after us again. We know that if we don't eliminate the traitor, their first blow could be fatal. The Merlin is desperate. Join the club, I muttered. I rubbed at my eyes and sighed. She touched my arm again. I thought you had a right to know, she said. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get here sooner. I covered her hand with mine and pressed gently. Yeah, I said, thanks. You look awful. You sweet talker, you. She lifted her hand to touch my face. I've got a few hours before I need to be back on duty. I was thinking a bottle of wine and a massage might be in order. I only barely kept from groaning in pleasure at the very thought of one of Anastasia's massages. What she didn't know about inflicting merciless pleasure on a man's aching body hadn't been invented. But I sure as hell couldn't have her back over to the apartment. If she found out about Morgan, and if he truly intended to betray me, it would be frighteningly easy for her head to wind up on the floor next to Morgan's and mine. I can't, I told her. I've got to go to the hospital. She frowned. What happened? A skinwalker picked up my trail earlier tonight when I was at Billy Borden's place. Kirby's dead. Andy's in the hospital. She sucked in a breath, wincing in empathy. Dio, Harry, I'm so sorry. I shrugged. I watched my vision blur and realized that I wasn't only making an excuse to keep her away from my place. Kirby and I hadn't been blood brothers or anything, but he was a friend, a regular part of my life. Emphasis on the was.